Hi, everybody. This is Laurie Handlers, and you're listening to Tantra Cafe, a program for spiritual enlightenment. And this is bbsradio.com. I am thrilled to be back with you. I love doing this show, as I'm sure you know, and I love having you as my listening audience. You can write to me anytime, by the way, and suggest shows or ask me questions or ask questions about my guests at laurie@butterflyworkshops.com. Anyway, today I have a wonderful show planned for you, and it's a little different, so I want to just tell you a little bit about it, give you kind of a context. You know, when I first started teaching Tantra, actually when I first started taking Tantra, there weren't that many Tantra teachers around, and, you know, today there's many Tantra teachers, and people don't exactly know where to go. You know, in the beginning, there might have been a rung of five top teachers who were into so-called Neo or New Tantra. There was Charles Muir, there was Bodhi Avinasha, Margot Anand, Barry Long, and Daniel Odier. And of course, let us not forget, the great Osho. And so many people heard about them and heard about Tantra and kind of went to one of those to find out more about Tantra, and Tantra wasn't so known in the world. And really, this is just a few years ago. I mean, maybe up until about 10 or 12 years ago, that was it. And then a second rung of Tantra teachers came in. I was part of that, and there were some others that that were around. But still, maybe there were 50 people in the world overtly teaching Tantra, you know. And so there was a website called Tantra.com. There still is a website called Tantra.com, and people advertised on it, and that's how people found teachers, and maybe they interviewed a few people or they went to their websites to see, you know, who they liked or who vibed with them or what have you. Well, now, and if you're just tuning in now, this is July of 2009. I'm not sure exactly when you're going to hear this show. You may hear it when it's aired, or you may hear it from a podcast. So in 2009, there are so many Tantra teachers. Tantra has taken off. It's like it's become part of the culture. It's in the public domain. People have heard about it. Even Oprah talks about it. So it's something that more and more articles are being written about it. There have been things in, you know, the regular press. There have been, Tantra's been covered in some of the main magazines that people would read. And it's all over the internet. So today's show is really going to be about how these Tantra teachers are being in communication with each other, how a new vehicle has been created to have them work together, to have them communicate with each other, to have them find out about each other, and also to help you out there, the people interested in Tantra, to help you sort out and figure out, one, who is a Tantra teacher you might want to study with? Two, perhaps study with them online in a curriculum, and just find out really what is the right path of Tantra for you. So that's my appetizer for today. I'm just letting you know that the show is going to be about that. So without another moment going by, I'm going to give you the bio. I'm going to, you know, let you know about my guest today. His name is Moses Ma, and he has attempted to live a modern Taoist life. He also is a very talented video game designer who invented the world's first commercially successful networked virtual reality game, built from scratch, the 97th largest, 7th fastest growing, and 11th most profitable software company in the U.S. Moses helped invent the concept of e-markets and helped to establish the foundational guidelines for the semantic web. He wrote a book of poetry, and he's now emerging as an indie filmmaker. His day job is at Next Generation Ventures, where he runs a boutique venture accelerator in San Francisco. And on the spiritual side, he's maintained a lifelong practice in Tai Chi Chuan, Wing Chun, Singyi Yichuan. I'm not sure if I'm saying all this right, but he'll tell me in a minute. And he's also studied Western boxing and various forms of Taoist and Buddhist meditation. So why is Moses Ma on my show? Because nothing I've said leads to anything Tantra necessarily, but Moses Ma and his co-creator Adam Gilad have just started a website called One Tantra, and it has hit the ground running, flying. It just has taken off. So Moses is going to, we're going to find out from Moses why he would have started this website, One Tantra, and, you know, what's in it for you, what's in it for him, what's in it for me, all of that. So, Moses, are you there?
I am here.
Great. Welcome to my show, Tantra Cafe.
Thanks. I'm so happy to be here, and I've been a fan of you and your movie and everything, so I'm glad to be here.
Thank you so much. Yeah, when you said indie filmmaker, I went, oh, well, we have that in common.
Yes, we do.
So,
okay.
Listen, before we find out about One Tantra, let's just roll back a little bit and find out, you know, how did you get interested in Tantra in the first place and when?
Sure. I'd be happy to talk about that. So Adam and I come from the world of high-tech Silicon Valley and startups and IPOs and stuff like that. And Adam comes from Hollywood, and he's an Emmy-nominated TV producer, and we both had this avocational interest in Tantra, and we thought, hey, you know, we ought to take some of our skill base and inject it into the Tantric world, because it's something that's definitely going to take off. And when I say take off, I mean it like this. Think about the number of people right now who are studying Tantra is probably 10,000 people in the United States. But how many unhappy marriages do you think there are in the U.S.? A lot more, right?
60 or 70% or more.
Yeah, something like that. So I've actually been really good through my life at detecting emerging technologies. Like, I was literally first video game company 20 years ago that realized that the Internet would come out and would be an effective game mechanism. So we did the first video game that played over the Internet and created and launched a big company and took that for a while. Then I saw that electronic commerce would happen. The commercialization of the Internet would happen. And we invented a lot of the seminal concepts for XML and e-markets and all this high-end, you know, technical stuff. What I believe now is that a new technology will revolutionize the world. And it's this technology that's in the bedroom. It's called Tantra. And it could literally make as great a change as the Internet has to the rest of the world.
I love you. Go on.
Okay, but if you think about what it means to mainstream something, when yoga was first introduced in the early 1900s, it was immediately made illegal because it would cause women to become overly sexual. That was the reason. And they had a great deal of wisdom because they were totally right. But it was made illegal, and it took many years for it to become re-legalized. But if you look today, something mainstream like yoga, how many yoga teachers are there in the world?
I no idea.
Yeah, 500,000, 1,000,000, right? And that's because that's how many it takes to literally transform the world and to allow yoga to improve people's lives, to allow yoga to improve your health and flexibility. Tantra is the yoga of the bedroom and can improve your sex life and your relationships and your ability to be present and happy and fulfilled in your life today. So I believe that right now One Tantra has 25 core faculty members and maybe another 50 additional workshop leaders and teachers that are like ready for semester two.
Yeah, I'm ready.
You're in there for semester two. But what I want to point out is that the number of instructors will actually greatly mushroom to thousands and then tens of thousands of people who say, we're Tantra teachers. And it's not a big deal. You know, it's just someone who knows how to live life in a different way and would like to teach that to you. And if you're interested, great. If you're not, you know, look for another way to improve your life. So I think that this mainstreaming will happen, and we're seeing that happen already with celebrities getting on the bandwagon. So recently, you know, everyone knows about Sting, who said he could have you know, make love for 8 hours, and that kind of got a lot of press.
Right.
But
right.
John Coombs, you know, the rapper.
How does he do that, you know?
Yeah. And he basically does tantra yoga. But then Sean Coombs, the rapper, recently went up to him and said he could do it for 30 hours, you know. So he was, and talked about what he did in Las Vegas with his new wife. And then two movie stars, who are they? Heather Graham actually announced that she's been doing tantra ever since she was in the movie The Guru and was interested in it. And also the very beautiful, what's her name? She's the one in the Woody Allen movies.
I don't know who.
Actually, it'll just take me a second to find her.
Yeah, that's fine. You can find her. You know what? We can go to break.
You want to go to break and now come back and we'll talk about that.
Yeah, okay. So, listen, if you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. I'm here with Moses Ma, my incredible guest, who is changing the world bedroom by bedroom through a site called One Tantra. It's the most exciting innovation in the world of Tantra, and he's telling us all about it. So please stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Are you feeling like you just don't get it? All this talk about sex and love, love and sex? Feeling like all people ever think about and talk about is sex? Maybe you are longing for a more spiritual sexual connection. Hey, maybe you are just totally confused about all of it. Lori Handler's new book, Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy, puts the innocence and love back into sex. And it gives Tantra the respect it truly deserves. In this book, you will discover a wonderful meditation on self-love. You will also find fun new ways to develop an intimacy with yourself, whether or not you have a partner. And now, for only $19.99, you can get your copy of Sex and Happiness, The Tantric Laws of Intimacy. Right now, go to www.sexandhappiness.com. and order your copy. Give yourself the gift.
That's sexandhappiness.com.
Are you someone who's looking for more pleasure in your life and you've never heard of Eve's Garden? Eve's Garden is a comfortable and elegant environment for women to explore the tools of pleasure and other educational materials. These materials enhance mind, body, and spirit. Eve's Garden encourages women to take responsibility for their own sexuality and clearly understand that bodily pleasure and spiritual joy are one and the same. While in New York City, you can visit the store at 119 West 57th Street, Suite 1201. And now, for a limited time, you can get a 15% discount on everything in stock if you go through evesgarden.com/tantracafe. Go there now. Okay, we're back from break, and if you just tuned in, you're listening to Tantra Cafe. I'm Laurie Handlers, your host. We're on bbsradio.com, and my guest today is the incredible Moses Ma, who can spot trends and is taking a revolution one bedroom at a time, or many bedrooms at a time, shall I say, on the internet with his website, One Tantra. So, Moses, you were going to tell us about another actress who says she's practicing Tantra.
Yeah, the actress Scarlett Johansson, who is in all the Woody Allen movies, she recently revealed in an interview that she requires her boyfriends to study Tantra. And Josh Harnett, who admitted he was a sex addict, actually had to try celibacy with her and then learn how to, you know, be tantric with her. And said that it was a mind-blowing orgasm and insisted that it's incredible once you get the hang of it. So I think that movie stars will lead the way, and eventually I'm hoping for some politician to actually just say, you know, that they're poly or that they're tantric. And I think that that'll show that the revolution is actually beginning to be won.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
Anyway, So back to this revolution,
yeah.
What I noticed was that, you know, it's kind of funny. You usually think of the greatest lovers being like Latin lovers or whatever. But if you think about it, in the Silicon Valley world, a lot of like really hardworking CEOs began losing their wives to skinny little yoga instructors, right? And what is it that that yoga instructor knew that can actually make someone's wife leave them and change their name to Shakti Starshine? I mean, that's a really difficult name to change to, but they're so in love with their new lives that they would actually change their names and their entire persona to become immersed in this ability to feel the present moment and to love life fully. So what we wanted to do is bring that to the world. So the first thing is everyone knows about Facebook and MySpace and social networks. So we created something new. We call it a learning community. So it's a social network and a way to learn from established teachers. So we've lined up the 25 to 50 best teachers in the country so that you can get at them all in one place. There are a number of free weekly introductions to the various teachers. They would call them faculty spotlights. And it's followed by optional intensives if you want to get to know a little bit more, get a taste of what they do. And eventually what you can do is have a sense of who they are, because these intensives include videos, so you can actually see them over the Internet while they're talking and to decide which one you might want to study with more deeply. In addition to that, the online system has hundreds of people just talking about all these incredible subjects. It truly surprised us the number of conversations that emerged, everything from the art of seduction to, you know, how to keep a healthy prostate and avoid cancer. There are a couple of brain scientists talking about the neuroscience of Tantra and meditation. There's one really interesting discussion forum or technique called Safe Space, and it's a private forum that's absolutely private where you and three tantric therapists or practitioners get together and you talk about something secretly. And you can actually expose or to reveal the thing that's really burdening you. And people are noticing that when you have a safe space to share into with experts, that you can really change your behavior and life. So I'm just really, really, really happy with what people are doing in this space. And if I can just read one quote from somebody.
Sure.
Is it? I'm actually looking for it. But anyway, if you want to ask a different question while I look for that quote,
yes,
I'll do
sure.
That.
Well, I want to know, first of all, going back to what you were just talking about, is there a charge on the site? I mean, and are there charges for these forums and stuff? You said there was some free stuff, so also are there some charges?
Yeah, our model is like this. Most of the social networks, they tell you it's free.
Right.
But, you know, what happens is you sign up, you put in your address book, and you're open and you're sharing. And then after about 2 years, they say, you know, we need to monetize the social network so we can go public and become, like, you know, the next big thing. So we're not going to let you talk to anyone else unless you pay. You can be on the social network, and you can be contacted, but you can't actually reach out to anyone else. So one of the larger social networks charges, you know, $9.95 a month so you can reach out to people. And another social network simply said, we now own everything you've ever posted, you know, out of nowhere. So people are, like, having protests. So we use this model called radical honesty inside of the social network where we just, you know, just put it out there. And what we tell people is, like, there's no way you're going to get something for nothing forever. You know, there's no free lunch forever. So we're just putting it up front. We are a monetized system. We do charge for a membership, but we make it as easy as possible, and we try to make it as cheap as possible to be a member of this learning community. However, we do ask that you show value and express that to the teachers. So the teachers actually, when they teach an intensive, we ask that there be a contribution of money, because when you pay for something, you actually value it more than if it's always free. That's my
opinion. I agree with you completely. There's some mishmash in the spiritual world that, you know, says people should be poor and they should be giving things away, and I'm not of that ilk at all. I totally agree with you, and I think you're doing a great service to everybody then, to yourselves and to the teachers and everyone. They will value what they get. So that's
so. So our motto is to just to be very clear and open about that, and actually we also have a program. If you're a student or if you've taken a vow of poverty, it's free. We also have a sliding scale for many things, and we also have a work study program if you're not making any money, and we'll actually teach you how to use Twitter and market your programs better. So what we're about is creating a sense of abundance and prosperity consciousness for the environment, that for the entire market and population and network. So what we do is we tell people it's a good thing to be a member. And when we ask that when people actually send in their membership payments, that they don't do it as like a burden or something, you know, they don't want to do, but to actually infuse it with love and to say, go for it. This is my blessing to you. And we just want everyone to feel that way. And if it doesn't feel good, just contact us and we'll figure out what it'll take to make it feel good for you.
That's so good. So great. What a great this is a great effort. Really, really wonderful. So the teachers get paid when they get students, and also students contribute to them, and the students can contribute whatever they see fit, or is there some suggestion or like that?
Yeah, so some of the teachers want a sliding scale, and others say, you know, this is what I charge, and this feels fair, or, you know, but all of them are very open-hearted, and they say, you know, if someone can't afford it, please do whatever it takes, and we'll give away a number of discount coupons to people who really require them. If, for example, if you've lost a job, just let us know. You're gonna get 3 months of free membership. You know,
very cool.
Hold everything.
Very cool.
So we care about people. The other thing I did want to tell you is about I did get one really interesting letter or testimonial. Someone said wrote me a letter and said, I am discovering a new spiritual practice, gazing into the eyes of the gods and goddesses on this site. So I'm no stranger to the internet. I'm on social networking sites. I you know, and like most people, I interact with lots of people about jobs, and I try to keep my heart open so I can celebrate the lessons that are brought to me every day. But when I log into One Tantra and I look into the eyes of so many individuals who've learned how to shine the divine, my breath deepens, my gut relaxes, and I feel the energy flow more strongly. I gaze into your eyes and experience your divinity, and it helps me acknowledge my own. For this, I am deeply grateful. This community is a remarkable community of teachers and students who are going to become great teachers. So I urge all of you to come and give it a try. It's free for the first 30 days. All you got to do is show up at onetantra.com and tell us that you want to participate. Anyway,
wow.
You were saying.
This is so brilliant. I'm so, you know, of course I jumped on it as soon as I heard about it. I mean, the moment that I heard about it, I got in touch with you. But I just didn't even realize the extent, you know, like having you tell us the extent that you have gone, the thinking that you've put behind this thing, you know, it's kind of like you're covering every base, as you probably did in all these other business ventures that you've been involved with. It's astounding. Really.
You know,
astounding.
One thing we do is we actually offer business support to many of the teachers and instructors on the site. We have something called the SEAL team, and we called it the SEAL team because we wanted people to know it's going to be a lot of work. It's going to be painful. But SEAL for us isn't like a Navy SEAL. It stands for spirituality, energy, aliveness, and love. And that's what you will radiate working with us. So we ask emerging instructors to join us on that team, and we teach them how to market, how to create better ads, how to refine what they're teaching so that it hits the market more deeply, and to be prepared for when Tantra goes mainstream. That means millions of people are interested in Tantra, tens of thousands of people belong to One Tantra, and thousands of instructors are now unleashed on the world.
This is,
if you think about it, in November, we had a first chakra clearing for the country. We went from a mentality of fear to one of hope. Now, our survival is no longer threatened, and instead we're reaching out to the rest of the world, and people are reaching back. They're actually opening up and saying, we want to be free, like America. And I believe that we're facing, over the next 3 to 5 years, a second chakra healing for the country and the planet.
Yes.
And to do that, we're going to need thousands of Tantra instructors. However, I think that the word Tantra will just be woven into the fabric of being for the rest of the country. It'll just be a noticeable shift or a new sexual revolution that is a deepening of awareness.
I'm so hoping you're right. I'm so hoping.
Yes, yes. Well, you know, there's always going to be resistance to that.
I have no idea. Well, listen, we need to go to another break now, so we'll be right back. When we come back from the break, I want to hear more about your personal involvement, like how you got interested in
terrific.
Like that. So we'll be right back. If you're just tuned in, this is Lori Handlers. You're listening to Tantra Cafe on bbsradio.com. I'm interviewing the most amazing guy, Moses Ma from San Francisco. Moses Ma, co-creator of OneTantra.com. We'll be right back.
If you want financial advice on how to plan for the future, I know exactly who you should call. My friend, Jeff DeLone. Jeff's worked with over 300 individuals, professionals, and corporations in the past 20 years. He helps clients develop strategies for estate planning, investments, and retirement. Jeff DeLone is located in Newtown Square, Pennsylvania. But wherever you are in the United States, you can reach Jeff at 610-356-1254. Or you can email him at jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com. That's jdelone@delonefinancialgroup.com.
Securities and investment advisory services are offered through FSC Securities Corporation, member FINRA SIPC. Jeff DeLone is a registered representative with FSC Securities Corporation. DeLone Financial Group is not.
Beloved one, you set me free. Beloved one, you set me free. Like falling floating away, words disappear, and all I can say is I love you. I was born.
Well, we're back, and you were just listening to a wonderful piece of music called Beloved One by Chris James. And it's on his On a Heartbeat CD. And I love introducing you to the music that I use in my workshops. In Beloved One, I use Moses was talking about this as the person, the letter that he read said that he's eye-gazing into the eyes of these goddesses on the website. And I use Beloved One by Chris James in my very beginner's puja, where people learn to gaze into each other's eyes, and I love to play that piece of music. It's very heart-based, and people start melting into each other just through gazing into the left eye of each partner. So I hope you enjoyed that. So we're back now for our third segment, and Moses Ma. Moses, tell me how and when you got started in Tantra.
Sure. About 30 years ago, I was getting a PhD in theoretical physics, and I met this Taoism teacher at a lecture, and he gave a demonstration where he was blindfolded. Four people attacked him, and all four were on the ground in about 2 seconds. And he said he just felt them coming. And these were strangers from the audience who really wanted to disprove that he could do this. I ended up traveling with him through the Orient, through Asia, looking for great masters, and I met so many beautiful and amazing beings. I met one teacher of Tungbai, which is a really rare martial art, and when I met this teacher, when he meditated, the air around him literally vibrated. And the minute I met him, I actually burst into tears for 5 hours, and I couldn't stop crying. And it was a karmic connection to a great teacher. I met another teacher in China who taught this system of Taoism where it's sort of like Sufi dancing. You close your eyes, and then you run around in a room with 50 to 100 other people, and you never run into each other because the energy is, as a miracle, is trying to show you that you can actually be guided or through your life not to have collisions, right? A third teacher I met was a really great teacher named Yogi Chen, and you can actually look him up on the website. He's a tantric yogi. He passed away about 15 years or maybe 20 years ago. So you can go to yogichen.org, Y-O-G-I-C-H-E-N. And he was a tantric master, and when I met him, he actually taught to his students karma mudra and, like, deep tantric secrets. And I was always interested in this area of investigation, but it was kind of split from my other, you know, it's like the white stuff and the red stuff, you know, there's a split.
Right.
I also noticed that there was a split in my life between technology and spirituality. And there was a split in my life. There were all these splits. So I decided just to integrate everything in my life together. And I did this for a couple of reasons. The main reason I did this is because I had this dream, which was really a beautiful, remarkable dream that was lucid. I was actually visiting Yosemite, and suddenly in this dream state, I awoke, and I could pinch myself and feel it, which was very weird, right? So I looked around, and I'm in a circle of about 20 other people, and we're all wearing white robes. And I go, this is, like, way too dramatic and comical for me, right? Because I'm not that kind of New Age person. I'm more like, you know, high-tech New Age. And then I looked at the person next to me, and he goes, I don't know what's going on. And then suddenly in the middle of our circle, this an older woman materializes who's Asian. And then she says to all of us, I'm the goddess of mercy, and my time in this incarnation has ended. My next incarnation of love and mercy is through a group of people, by people connecting. The connection is my manifestation. Then her left hand open and a stack of books materialize. She takes one, it turns into a point of light. It sails across the radius of the circle and into someone's forehead. She does that to all of us and said, these are the books that you will someday write, and by this dream you will know each other. And then she did something in the second half of the dream that we can't reveal. But if you had this dream, please contact me. Because, and I've actually met people who had this dream and verified the second half of the dream to tell me that they've had the same dream. So this circle, and you don't actually have to have had this dream. If you feel drawn to this dream, you're part of the circle. And I started meeting these people when I met the Neo-Tantra community. People like you've mentioned, Charles Muir, Sasha and Janet Lesson, Mata Chia, Freddie Weaver, Sean Roop, Ariel White, Reed Mahalko, Carolyn Muir, Baba Dez. All these people resonated in my spirit, and I knew that they were my Sangha, they were my community. They were the ones that I'm connected to bring this light into the world of connection and love, because the tagline for One Tantra is, it's all love. That's all we're doing here. We're trying to help people love more and to connect more.
Beautiful. You know, when you were talking about the dream, I had chills. I mean, it was just like my whole body went into chills.
Yes, so, actually, when I relate that story, there's actually a universal energetic component that goes with the story. And the chills actually are a beneficial infection. So if you haven't had that dream, you probably will very soon.
Wow, well, it's a beautiful dream. I actually, let me tell you something. When in my first puja, when I was first taking Tantra courses, we went around, there was a Shakti procession, and the women went around and they had their feet and their bellies kissed by all the Shivas there, all the gods. And I was crying, and nothing like that had ever happened to me before in my whole life. I didn't feel deserving. I just didn't get it that I could be a goddess. So I was walking around this puja, and these men were bowing down and kissing my feet and kissing my belly, and I was just, tears were bursting out of my eyes, and chills were going through my whole body. And I got to a particular temple, and the Shiva in that temple, I said to him, like, God, this is like a dream. And he said, no, out there is the bad dream. In here is the reality. And I, let me tell you what happened after that. It was in Mexico. I came home. I put a hibiscus behind my ear. I got on that plane and went home. At the time, I lived in Washington, D.C., and I changed my entire life. I changed my clothing. I changed my hair. I changed my look. I changed my house. I changed everything, and I made that my reality from that moment on. So that was like the dream. You know, it was like, yes, make this wonderful dream my reality, and that's exactly what I did. I created Tantra as my life.
Yes, but what I did want to add to that is, to the listener, that you don't have to change your name and you don't have to use the terms. The core of Tantra is actually the ability to enjoy and see and suck the juice out of this present moment. And what I usually tell people is that there are actually two kinds of people. You know that joke, there are two kinds of people. The ones that say there are two kinds of people and the ones that don't. Anyway. But I actually think that there are two kinds of people. And the ones, and they actually have one fundamental difference, is that the heart is like a bucket. And if that bucket has a hole in it because you were traumatized in youth, or you've just been scared and you've never actually connected, or if you lost next to your lover and you still feel that emptiness inside, that's because you have a hole in your bucket. Tantra is about repairing that hole so it can actually hold love, generate it, and give it to others.
That's so beautiful. That's really, really so
absolutely
beautiful.
It's about not feeling lonely after having making love. It's about really feeling like someone gets you. You know that movie, he's just not that into you?
Not that into you, yeah.
Right. So Tantra's about realizing that he isn't able to be into you. But if he actually could, if he could transform, people would be much more into each other all the time. So I think that a very beautiful world is beginning to happen right now, and it's happening every day. And that one step that you can take to see that world, to begin living this dream, begin repairing that hole in the bucket of your heart, is to sign up for One Tantra and look around.
Yes, I think that's a brilliant idea. So everybody listen up. If you haven't been to this site yet, you want to go there right now. The site is www.onetantra.com. You want to go there, you'll find out more about Moses, of course. You'll find out about Adam as well. Moses is co-founder of One Tantra. And then you'll find out about everyone else.
I did want to add that if you go to that site directly, there's a chance where you can enter your email and download more information about us. If you prefer a more interactive and non-linear experience than to be guided in, because we made the entry into the system sort of like being on the yellow brick road, you're guided in. If you want to actually just kind of play around with it, just go to onetantra.com/bliss, B-L-I-S-S, and that'll give you a more traditional, less interactive, a more traditional website that you can learn about the system.
That's great. That's really, really great. So, I want to let you know, right, we're going to end in a moment. I just want to let you know that I'm very excited about it. I've told, I don't know, my whole database, which is a few thousand people, about it. I plan to take advantage of some of the tools that you've discussed here today, things that I didn't know about, some of the marketing tools, et cetera, and I'm very, very looking forward to being on your faculty and to participating in other people's courses myself. How wonderful is that? It's brilliant. You're brilliant. I'm excited. Anything you want to leave the people with? Any last thought that you want to share?
Sure. I don't know you, but I love you. And that's true for everyone on the site.
That is so great, Moses. That is so great. Thank you for that. What a gift you are, really. Listen, everybody, I'm Laurie Handlers. I'm signing off from Tantra Cafe this evening. I hope you enjoyed this show, and I really hope that you go to the website onetantra.com. I'm saying namaste from Tantra Cafe. Thank you for listening.